at stake is a fundamental issue of socioeconomic development and poverty alleviation, first and foremost. One of the findings that we have, and others have very similar findings, is what we called the development dividend of good governance, which on average we have found it to be 300%. A country that has today $2,000 per capita income per year can attain $6,000 per capita income per year in the long term if it improves its rule of law, control corruption, and government effectiveness.
Is this primarily through international investment?
That would be one of the factors, but not the only one and not always the main one. It also works through much more domestic investment to better allocation of the domestic investment through much better use of the public resources at the disposal of the state and the much better use of people's human capital, which is a crucial issue, the misallocation of the education that people do have and human capital that they have when a place is misgoverned.
How does the World Bank go about measuring these figures? What are the new governance indicators?
We collect data from over 350 measures and variables from over 30 organizations worldwide, headquartered in Europe, in Africa, in Latin America, in the U.S. And we have a particular statistical methodology to bundle them all, aggregate them, and map them into these six dimensions of governance, which includes control of corruption, rule of law, government effectiveness, voice and democratic accountability, which also includes political, civil, and human rights, political stability, absence of terrorism, and regulatory equality.
Have you seen much improvement over the years?
The experience and what our data shows, and we have been tracking this since 1996, and for the first time now we do a serious in-depth analysis of what has happened over the past 8 years, it shows a mixed picture. The good news is that, contrary to popular perception, it is possible for a country to improve governance and its institutions in the short term. The last 6 to 8 years, there is a set of 20-plus countries in the world who have significantly improved in a number of dimensions of governance. The sobering news is that for every country that has improved, there is another one that has deteriorated in terms of governance. And then there are many in the middle who have not shown much progress or deterioration either, with the end result that worldwide, for the world as a whole, there's been a bit of stagnation. And that includes not just emerging economies, but also the rich OECD countries. Therefore, there's been less progress on average than expected, even though we have the good news showing that it is feasible to improve governance and institutions. And some emerging economies are showing, as an example, that that can be done.
Are you able to give us an overall picture of sub-Saharan Africa? How is that region faring?
On average, the trend is similar than for most other regions of the world, namely the sobering result that not much improvement is detected, unfortunately. And there are a number of very significant deteriorations in the data, like in the cases of Zimbabwe, Ivory Coast, and a few others during this period that is being studied. Conversely, there are a number of countries that have been improving, the cases of Ghana, and then the very good results reached already by cases like Botswana, for instance. Uganda, there has been some improvement in some dimensions in the case of Nigeria, like in voice and democratic accountability. So Africa as a continent, like the other continent, the picture is mixed. One of the main conclusions that we reach by looking very carefully at the data that is that one has to be very cautious about reaching generalizations about whole continents, because there's enormous variation from one country to the next, even among nations.